this series is all about. Being in peace, being in love, having compassion, and just enjoying life. In our Prosperity Plus classes, Reverend Mary Morrissey says something that I've been using in my prayers now since I've been doing that class, which is having a life that is so good you wake up every morning saying, I love my life. How many of us would love to wake up every morning saying, I love my life? Yes. To wake up with that childlike enthusiasm. You remember when you were a child, or think back to your grandchildren or your children. When they wake up, and they kind of wake up, they shake off the sleep, and they're running through the house. It's this wonder of joy, of bliss. So in this series that we're talking about, happiness has no end. We move into our next opportunity for you to experience bliss. And this is like a child. Now, let me forewarn you, I'm not talking about being childish. You know what I'm talking about, adults. We can all be childish. We have our adult temper tantrums. We can have me, mine, don't touch. I'm not talking about that kind of childlike quality. I'm talking about the childlike quality of wonder, of bliss, of awe. That time in your lives, and I dare say that I think we can all remember them, when we would look at a tree and just be at wonder of the veins in a leaf. Do you remember those days? Or look at a flower. I spend my time, and I know that our neighbors here think I'm a little crazy, and I might be, while I'm deadheading the flowers, and especially the butterfly bushes. There's a ton of bees and butterflies, and I'll just stop, and I'll gaze at the big bumblebees that are just brilliant. They're beautiful. And I'll just stand there in awe and look at them as they buzz. And you're thinking, Crystal, you must need to get a life because that sounds boring. It is one of the most marvelous things that you can do is to awaken and explore with a state of childlike wonder. It is a beautiful thing that we go into the experience of the state of wonder. Because I like the saying, when you are full of wonder, you find life simply becomes wonderful. When you are full of wonder, your life becomes wonderful. Yes. Because this childlike presence is deep within inside each and every one of us. There is this child. There is this beautiful child in each and every one of us that wants to come out and play, that wants to do wonderful things, that wants to take away the straps of adulthood that bind us and just be free. Or at least I do. Yes. You know, Matthew 18:3, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Unless you become like children, Jesus says, you will never enter into heaven. Now, I think in our Orthodox religion, we were taught that when we talk about heaven, we talk about that place that I can't reach right now. And sometimes, depending on our childlike minds, we think it's between the universe and Earth and that atmosphere up there. Or maybe it's beyond in the cosmos. We teach that, no. I mean, that is heaven, yeah. But heaven is here, right now. It is a state of consciousness. And so, metaphysically, this biblical passage is telling us, unless we become the innocence of a child, free ourselves from the mundane, free ourselves from the worldliness that binds us, that we will continually find ourselves in a state of hell. We will live lives in a hellacious way. But we are here to talk about learning about bliss. And the way we do this is to come back to our childlike wonder so that we can see heaven within our consciousness. And once we see heaven within our consciousness, we will see that heaven is here with us right now. That life is grand and heavenly. You're going, oh no, Crystal, I hear it in your minds. I see it in your life. What is Crystal talking about? If you only knew what my life was all about. And I'm telling you, I understand tragedies. I understand pains. I understand life ailments. And I, even with all of that, I understand poverty because I have lived impoverished. And I can tell you that even beyond all that, no matter what state you are in, that this worldly condition need not get you down. All you need to do is move forward in a childlike wonder. Because it then becomes the exploration of the divine. When you have this childlike wonder where everything is just wonderful to you, that is a beautiful exploration, a delving in to the divine. If that helps you more to do childlike wonder, I invite you to just say, I am not being childlike wonder. I'm exploring the divine in every element, whether we judge it as bad or good. God has no bad or good. We have this opportunity to move forward, to explore the divine. I love what Albert Einstein says. He who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe is as good as dead. His eyes are closed. You know what? Maybe this is where zombies were invented. Seriously, how many of us literally as adults have become walking dead? I mean, we think of the pictures of there was a, and I'm now aging myself because a lot of you are much younger than I am. You won't remember this. For Dunkin' Donuts, there was this commercial of this man would get up every morning and he would just kind of walk in, have to make the donuts every morning, have to make the, how many of us walk in on a Monday, a Tuesday, Wednesday, except for Friday because it's the end of the week and we can party then? Do we walk into our morning activity, time to make the donuts? How many of us at our daily activities, time to make the donuts? I'm aging myself again with the typewriter. And those of you who knew what that was. Truly, as an adult, somewhere, somehow, that childlike wonder has been ripped from us, just like a zombie. Think of what a zombie is. A zombie is a walking dead who then does what? They eat the living. And what do? We as adults, and because it was done to us, anyone who's too childlike, who delights in life, who has too much fun, what are some of the things that we think and say to them? You need to become an adult. You need to get your life together. You need to be more serious. You're too positive. You're having too much fun. Work isn't supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be work. Even when we were little children, there was a point in our lives when we had to be serious. All of a sudden, it couldn't be fun and frolic. Maybe it was when we started going to school. All of a sudden, we had to wake up and it was serious business. Life was serious business. And in all honesty, our parents and the people who brought life into us and were raising us, they thought they were protecting us. Actually, they were protecting us, yes? Because in our world today, it's deemed to be a hard world, a world that we have to prepare our kids for so they don't get hurt. So enough of this frolicking around and ignoring life the way it is. Enough of this seeing these dreams and unrealities. It's time to get real. It's time to get serious. And all this stuff gets busted away from us. No longer are we invited to explore the divine. It's time to hit the books. It's time to hit the streets. It's time to get serious. Are you feeling me? Yeah. I think most of us live this life. And in doing this, in this protection, in getting us ready for life, all of a sudden, that child wonder was taken away from us. And in many ways, I do believe we all have walked that zombie walk. But it's time for us to wake up, yes? It's time for us to become spiritually enriched, to stand forward and look at everything with a childlike wonder. Like, have you really looked at this mic? Have you seen the patterns of this mic? Wow! When was the last time you looked at a flower At the wedding, they had a ton of sunflowers. There's some sunflowers here. How many times have we passed this and said it was pretty, but never really explored it? Never really looked at the various colors of yellow that there are. Yellows that turn to orange. Look at that pattern in the middle. That's a pattern of life. Do we really explore it? Are you looking at the veins and looking at the wonder and the beauty of it all? Beloveds, I even invite you to look next to you on your seat. Look at the wood grain. Every aspect is an aspect of the divine that we blindly go walking by and not experience it. Everything, as mundane as it might seem to be, whether it is your clothes, whether it is what you're sitting on, everything has an aspect to be in awe of, because everything is of God. Isn't that what we teach? God is everywhere present, within and around. And you're like, oh, I'm sitting on God. Yes, you are. And it's all right. Because God is a loving God. God is not that authoritative, punishing God that we grew up with. God is the God that wants us to live life gloriously. You know, it is... I was looking at, when I was doing all this about child wonder, I saw a little video from Jason Silva, who said that our movement away from childlike wonder is a form of adult laziness. And I was like, I don't know about that, adult laziness. But when you think of it as in our world, where we don't think of spiritual things, it is about do this, do that. I always, again, showing my age, when USA Today was formed, it was little snippets of life, and I saw our world speed up. We need to get information here now. Forget about the truths of it all. Forget about how it operated. Just give me the information so I can roll. And our world has continued to be that way. We no longer are attached to the here and the now. We're all about what's going on. In Buddhism, in all honesty, this detachment is one of the four noble truths. It's actually the first noble truth. It is that noble truth that tells us that we are no longer in the here and now, that we desire or want things that we don't have at this present moment. And it could be things that we had in the past that we still long for, or it's that churning for the things in the future that are only dreams, and we're not enjoying what is here right in front of us. We're letting life slip past us. Yes, we are living. We eat, we drink, we breathe, we have life, but we are not living that life. Truly, how many of us are still really living, walking, living dead? It is time for us to experience life fully. Alexander Harrington, in his book, The Immoralist, wrote that we must be uncompromising child voyagers and retain a child's eye view of what might be. Childlike view of what might be. I invite you to also see this childlike view as a beautiful, loving form of prayer. Yes, I know that we talk about prayer, you know, and we grew up going on our knees, dear God, la, 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 la. But if we're looking at everything in awe, if we're looking at everything as the beautiful expression of the divine and appreciating it and loving it and absorbing it and communicating with it, all prayer is a form of communication with God. And the more we open ourselves up to all elements of God, every aspect of God, appreciate God, see the beauty of God, then you are engaging in a form of prayer. I invite you to look at everything, including self. How many of you did, okay, I'm going to stop saying homework. How many of you did your life work looking in the mirror? Even through the faults and mistakes of the week, saying, you know what, you're still beautiful. You know what, that was a mistake. It's all right. We learn from it. We're going to move forward to it because you are divinely made and you are beautiful, Crystal. or Sherry or whoever. That's something that I'm not asking you to do for a week. I'm asking you to continue to do that. And it isn't a form of being conceited. Thank you very much. I was trying to find that word. It's a form of self-love, self-total acceptance. I also now add on, it's a form of you being in awe of the divine. So when you look in the mirror, be in awe in the divine as you. Because again, we talk about how the divine is everywhere present, especially in and as us. We so love to sing the song, we are the face of God, we are the hands of God. Maybe we should really actualize that. No maybes about it. It's time for us to actualize that, to be in awe of it, to completely know it. Beloveds, explore the divine in everything with a childlike wonder. I invite you to do that. As you speak with the people as you leave, I invite you to look at these beautiful pews, at everything with the expectancy of wonder, no longer detaching yourself from the here and now. I invite you, okay, hold on to your seats, to go, thank you, Marianne, at least she did it, to go into work on Monday or to go into that activity that you're kind of dreading, like, oh, the weekend's over with, to go into that activity with a state of awe and wonder. Because once we do that, even in our adult lives, we'll be able to dance through any tragedy. If your boss is treating you wrong, and if you look at your boss and go, wow, this is a wonderful expression of God. I get it. I've been there. I've done that. And I give to you, try it. Try it. Try it. Sometimes they say it three times, it gets in there. Look at them, even if they're going, work sucks, dude, find something. Wow, when you say my work sucks, that voice is really nice. It's angelic. I'm being silly now. But look at that person and realize that if we hear, we say that God is everywhere present, that person is also a statement of God. And I have used this before, that once I send love that way, once I see the truth of who they are, miracles happen. I invite you to see the truth of that difficult person at work right here, right now. This has worked for me. This has worked for many people. Envision in your consciousness your way of going into work. Going by the pew or the office of someone, the cubicle or the office of someone who usually gets on your nerves as soon as you get in, and see a different picture. Send love to them. Do something different, because your expectation of what they're going to do to make you mad only increases that. Send that situation love and expect that the love will turn things around. Expect that the divine is there. Because reality is, the divine has no judgment. The divine has no good or bad. You get that? Divine has no good or bad. Divine just is. And divine deems itself as great in all manifestations. It is us that says it's good or bad depending on the situation. So something that you think is bad and you're going, oh Lord, why is this? Because God doesn't see it in any other way except beautiful. It is us who use that divine expression in ways that aren't good for us or are good for us or are not. So go in, think about that person, send love to that person, see divinity in that person, and by golly, see the change that will happen. So that is what I invite to you as your life lesson. See the divine in everything presence. Allow God's expression of joy and love to move in and through you. I invite you not to allow people, when you're in the garden doing this and looking at something, to deter you. If they think you're crazy, so be it. Enjoy life. Because when you were a kid, you didn't care. Don't care now. Just take all of life. Your car, your house, the stairs. When I say all, the windows, I'm saying all is a divine expression of God. Take that childlike expression. Explore it. Move into it. Use it. Right now. I invite you for this week to also use our affirmation. I'll say it once. Let the words get into you when I say it, and then we'll say it together. The child in me is very much alive. It is a happy, joyous, and fun-loving child. Breathe that in. Let's say this together. The child in me is very much alive. It is happy, joyous, and fun-loving child. Let's say it one more time. The child in me is very much alive. It is a happy, joyous, and fun-loving child. Yay, yes, I affirm that, yes. And so it is. Amen.